I believe now that we do have Songezo Zibi on the line. He is the convener of the Rise campaign. He's also a journalist, and he joins us now to break down an article that was published in the Business Day today, which laid down his vision of five steps that we should follow to build a better future in South Africa. Songezo, thank you very much for joining me. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, and good afternoon.
We've got a couple of words that we can name it now. We've got the Rama drama, we've got the Rama failure, and we've got the farm gate. Either way, whatever you want to call it, you've been very critical of how things unfolded on Thursday.
Yes, I have. Look, it's not really about Thursday per se. I think it's about the extent to which we allow ourselves to be distracted. Holding the president accountable is really important. But we must also recognize what's happening at the same time, which is that we have a national executive that is distracted, that does not have time to govern. And by national executive, I mean the government, the presidency and the rest of the government. They are distracted, even at the level of the ANC. The party itself was already distracted by its leadership contest. It is now distracted by this issue. It's further distracted by the criminal and other investigations and charges faced by some of its leadership. That poses very real risks to South Africa, and we need to think about ways in which we can manage those risks, and we can also work towards building a better future anyway, because we have no choice.
So, Gezo, I read in the Daily Maverick today, Stephen Curtis writes that the ANC may well continue playing for time and just keep delaying the situation about taking a decision until, you know, things have cooled down and it's become a little bit more apparent in which direction they should move. And I think there might be something to that. So in the interim, while we all wait for this to unfold, you've given us five steps that you suggest to help cope. Run us through those, please.
So I think it's not until the ANC makes a decision now. It is until 2024. And the first one really that I think is important for South Africans is that the contest at the top of the ANC is about who is going to be held accountable ultimately in terms of law enforcement, in terms of criminal charges and other forms by the special investigating unit and so on. And this is the second time or third time this has happened, because in 2005 to 2007, that was precisely the same contestation that led to the demise of the Scorpions, the gutting of the NPA, SARS, and so on. So the first point I make is that we must not fall asleep. The same will happen again. We must not be distracted. We must pay particular attention to those institutions again and make sure that they are not attacked, they are not compromised, they are not weakened. Whoever succeeds this president, or even if this president himself continues in office, we must pay attention and be vigilant in respect of those institutions.
Okay, so that's the first. What's the second step?
The second step is that we need to consider that the ANC has not previously had to face the prospect of losing a national election. It does now, in 2024. Now, when various elements within the ANC have been threatened by their own comrades, in KZN in particular, but also in parts of the Eastern Cape, they have tended to assassinate one another, become violent towards one another, in effect. We must not be naive and believe that that may not happen to opponents of the ANC in the lead up to 2024. So that is the second one. The third one is that we also need to pay attention to the election itself, the integrity of the IEC. It needs to be protected as much as the NPA and other institutions need to be protected. We must make sure that we've got an election that is adequately resourced, that is secure, where people are free to vote, there is no intimidation, and so on. And also that, notwithstanding all of this, we've got what I call a golden opportunity for South Africans to, for a change, get together without being convened by the ANC or government, to talk about the kind of future that we want for all South Africans, so that nobody is left behind, and we can have an inclusive and prosperous future. That conversation does not need to be convened by the ANC or any other political party. There are too many capable and well-meaning South Africans who are patriotic, who want actual solutions to our economic, political, and other governance problems. And this is the time to start that conversation. Otherwise, we will miss the opportunity again and continue to have a country that is in perpetual crisis.
And your last step, Songezo?
So the last step, I say that we've got an opportunity to fashion a social contract, in effect. And that social contract is, how does our formula for freedom and democracy work? And I propose that South Africa's constitution, as well as the soul of South Africa, is social democratic in nature. And the values of social democracy are freedom, equality, justice, and solidarity. And these are all things that resonate with South Africans. It also gives us an opportunity to find a middle ground between the older ideologies of capitalism, stroke neoliberalism on the right versus Marxism on the left, which tend to be the bedrock of political contestation in South Africa. The opportunity we have is to find pragmatic solutions to the most urgent problems and do things in a way that is constructive, whether we are deploying public or private assets.
Songezo, when I interviewed you at the start of last week about your Rise campaign workshop that you'd held over the previous weekend, and we talked about the potential evolution of the Rise campaign into a political party, and you said it would become clear in the very, very near future who would be some of the names that would be leading that movement. Are you any closer to telling us any of those names?
So what we have right now for the next few months is a campaign to mobilize lots of South Africans to be part of an alternative political movement. What we'll be in a position to do by the end of this week is to say who is in the interim organizing team of that campaign. So that we'll be able to announce. We'll have a website. It's undergoing final touches at the moment. And by Thursday, I think, we'll have a website with all the details, what the campaign sets out to do, and how people can be part of it, and so on. And we'll issue an announcement on Thursday in that respect.
Fantastic. Well, I'm sure in that case, my colleague Mike Wills will want to touch base with you at the end of the week. Songezo, before we let you go, you have stated that you believe that President Ramaphosa must appear before Parliament now rather than resigning. Why do you feel so strongly about that?
I feel strongly about that, and it seems counterintuitive, but Parliament is representative of the South African people, however flawed our electoral system is. And if the President is to take South Africans into his confidence, the most appropriate forum is to appear before Parliament, a committee of Parliament or whichever structure is allowed in the Constitution, to explain what happened. Where did the money come from? What was it for? Why is there so much suspicion around it? Why was it hidden in a couch and so on? And as you know, parliamentary proceedings, except in very exceptional circumstances, are televised. It can be broadcast on radio and so on. And ordinary South Africans can then make up their minds to say, you know, we trust this person. No, we don't trust this person. And this is what needs to happen to them. That's what open democracies do. If he resigns, there's no inquiry, there's a cover-up, and that's the end of the story. And we never get to know what happened or what kind of rules we should have in place to put ethical guardrails around future presidents, whether they are ANC presidents or not.
Songezo Jim, thank you very much. Songezo Zibi, my apologies. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon. That's Songezo Zibi, the convener of the Rise campaign, as well as a journalist. And he wrote the article in today's Business Day, if you'd like to go and have a look at it.